I wish you a very good morning. A bit chilly this morning in New York City. And you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, your host for today's program. And now we're going to be talking to a guest, I should say, welcoming back one of our favorite guests, and that is Mark Becker. And Mark is the creator of Serenity Yoga, the New Life Expo, Yoga and Raw Foods Expo. He does a cruise as well. And he offers us so many opportunities to make a connection with people really from around the globe, certainly from across the country. And even in our own neighborhoods, we can make that personal connection one-on-one with people of like mind in this search, or one should say, really, you know, the manifestation of our lives as full spiritual lives. And he's done a lot of good work in the world, and I always enjoy our conversations. So I welcome you, Mark Becker, back to Heart of Mind Radio.
Well, thank you, Catherine. I always love your introduction. I always hope that I live up to your introduction.
Well, I think you do. I think you do. You know, when you think about it, because, I mean, how many years have you been doing this now?
26.
26 years. So if you multiply that by all the people that you touch each year, that's a lot of lives to have an impact upon. So I would say you're doing a wonderful service. And, you know, it's all good. People are also in a place where they're wanting to find a livelihood that matches their spiritual life or their beliefs in you know, a greater good and greater potential. So, you know, you're giving opportunity for people to change their lives. You're giving opportunity for people to manifest what they need within their lives in terms of, I would say, the exhibitors have so much there to choose from. So there's a lot going on. But I noticed,
you know,
something.
And don't forget, as each person, and as you know, that changes their life, it changes the life of all of us. And
yeah,
that's special.
That is very true. Because we're truly a collective humanity. So each one who improves themselves or can find happiness.
We're all here to put on this earth to help each other remember.
Yeah.
Because we all know, we just forget sometimes.
That is so true. So we have a little bit of time to stretch out with this conversation. Since we started with sort of this theme, why not give a little information about how you perceive your life mission and your path and what you've been doing, you know, starting with the Serenity Yoga up until what you're doing now?
Right. Well, in 1975, I started the first healing center in New York and the first yoga center that wasn't a Hindu. And it was called Serenity. It was on the Upper East Side in New York. It was called Serenity Natural Healing Center, Serenity Natural Living Center, Serenity Yoga Institute. But basically, I started it so that yoga was just becoming into New York. Swami Satchidananda, Swami Vishnu Devananda, they were my teachers. They had the centers, which they still do, on 13th Street and 23rd Street. But we all wore orange robes. And I told them I wanted to open up a center where all people can come without having their rabbis or priests make them go to confession every day. Mm-hmm. And so I opened Serenity, and I started attracting people from not only the area, but from all the boroughs and outside the boroughs. And these were all people that were into different forms of healing, because yoga is not only how to take care of your physical body, but it's meditation, how to take care of your emotional and spiritual body, and learning how to eat, etc. That's why most of us are vegetarians. And so what happened is that people that were doing crystal healing and color healing and herbology and nutrition and homeopathy and Reiki was the first place. Reiki was taught. Polarity was the first place polarity was taught, started coming. And so we decided to open up a healing shop. So it was the second place you can buy herbs in bulk. We had over 400 herbs. But we first place you can buy herbs in tinctures or capsules in New York. It was the first place you can buy wheatgrass in New York. Bachflower remedies, Edgar Cayce remedies, and on and on and on. And what happened was that the center metamorphosed into the expo. And the speakers in my center became speakers at the expo. All the products I was carrying in the center, the manufacturers became exhibitors in the expo. And then the expo just grew, and it grew from not only being holistic health and alternative medicine, but into being metaphysical and spiritual and environmental and psychic, and basically on all levels to open up people's minds to all possibilities and to help people reach their maximum potential. And that's what it is. And right now we have over 150 lecturers at the expo. We have 8 lectures going on simultaneously every day. We have classes. We have over 150 exhibitors from all over the world. I mean, from New Zealand and India and Australia and Hawaii and England and et cetera, et cetera. So that people can come in a weekend. I call it the Disneyland of health and mind, body, spirit. And so people can come and they can see all the most innovative products coming around, all the most innovative techniques, all the different ways they can make themselves healthier. They can go to different lectures and learn about everything in this world and out of this world. And I say out of this world because for years we've been talking about life in other planets. And for years the scientists proved us wrong. And for years they were wrong. And just 2 days ago they said, oh yeah, there's probably life on Mars. Hello. Mm-hmm. So usually we're 20 to 30 years ahead of the rest of the population. And so it's exciting. And people come and they learn ideas that they can share with their friends, they can share with their families to help them grow also.
Yeah, I think that is true, that there's so much there that you might be able to sort of expand this awareness into your family and friends. And it is a fun event that you might be able to, you know, drag your spouse to, even though they might not quite get it. They're sure to find something there that they
really they will love it. Everybody. I have people stop me in the street. Oh, Mr. Becker, thank you so much. I met my wife at the expo. Oh, Mr. Becker, thank you so much. I met my husband at the expo. Oh, Mr. Becker, thank you so much. My grandmother got healed, and on and on and on. When you come, you will love it. For those that have never been there, it'll change your life. Those that have been there, this expo is going to be better than ever. The new space that I have, I've been negotiating on it for 4 years and finally got it. It is the best.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, it's in the same building as the Hotel Pennsylvania on 401 7th Avenue, between 32nd and 33rd, across from Madison Square Garden. But it's the door to the left. And you'll see these big picture windows. And if you look through the windows, you see our registration right there. You walk in. And then you go up the escalator, and there's the whole expo. Very easy. No more 18th floor.
Everything on the same floor. Well, I guess the lectures are still inside the hotel.
I have one lecture on the ground floor. I have 4 lectures in the same space as the booths on the second floor. And then I have 3 lectures in the hotel. And actually, you can come into the expo from the hotel or from the street, so it's very easy.
Okay, so you have a little bit more presence in the neighborhood. People will know what's happening.
Oh, we're going to have walking traffic come in. We're going to have people that walk by. We'll be outside with our signs, with our brochures, just saying, "Come on in." And on the first floor, where registration is, There will also be some exhibits down there, et cetera. People mm-hmm. can come in from the street and see all that for free. And if they want to go upstairs to the rest of the expo, that's when they give us their donation.
Okay, well, that sounds great. So you have a lot of variety in what's being offered. So why don't we tell people a little bit about all the different configurations of experience they can have? Because you have special events, you have panels, you have lectures, you have all kinds of different things there. So let people know a little bit about what they might experience if they want to, say, go for a three-day pass.
Okay. So basically, if you want to go for a three-day pass and enjoy the weekend of your life, what it is at the door, it costs only $45 for 3 days. And in advance, it's $38. And in advance, you can either buy it on Eventbrite, or you can go to our website at www.newlifeexpo.com, mm-hmm. www.newlifeexpo.com, or you can actually call us at 516-897-0900. 516-897-0900. And in advance, so this way you won't have to wait in line, you'll have your tickets ready for you, and you'll be getting that discount. For the 3 days, you'll have the whole exhibit hall to yourself, wherever you want to go, different classes, all the different lectures, and you experience the natural food dining area. Of course, food is extra, but we have a dining area with over 6 different restaurants with vegetarian food, raw food, Indian food, all different types of food. So basically, you can come there, have breakfast, have lunch, have dinner, come see all the lectures, come see all the exhibitors, take the classes, and then we also have a few separate workshops, and the workshops are extra. The workshops are $30 at the door, and the workshops are also in advance $23.
Okay.
We have workshops by Bishop Thorne, workshops by Tatiana. Basically, the different workshops are, instead of 45 minutes, they're almost 2 hours, and they're more in-depth.
Mm-hmm.
We have special events, and the special events is with Gail Thackeray and Sean David Morton, both coming in from California to share their wisdom, and panels. Now, panels are only $10 extra. And we have 3 Strange Universe panels, a nutrition panel, and a vibrational healing light language panel. So in the panels, you'll have maybe 6 of our speakers, or 7, in front of you. And these speakers will share their ideas. You'll be able to answer questions with them. You'll be able to just interact, and you'll come out of that knowing everything about that particular subject. And that's what we have going there. I mean, it's the hours are from 4:45 to 10 o'clock on Friday evening, October 16th. On Saturday, October 17th, we open at 10, actually 9:45, and we're open till 9 the whole day. And then on Sunday, we're also open at 10, and we close at 7. So it's 3 full days for a very low price. Also, if you feel that you can't afford that right now, no problem. Again, just email me at Mark, M-A-R-K, at New Life Mag, newlifemag.com, or call us at 516-897-0900 and tell us, you know, I would like to volunteer. And you can come, volunteer, help us out, either hand out brochures or hand out our bags or show people information, et cetera, and you won't have to pay to come in. So basically, I don't want to turn anybody away because the information and the fun and the excitement We have over 10,000 people. You're going to meet so many people like yourself that want to experience something a little bit more. Because most of us know that we don't know. And a lot of us forgot what we used to know. And we're all in the same boat, and you're going to meet so many people. You're going to have a very good time. It's a great way to spend the weekend.
I agree. And as it happens, this year you did invite me to come in and do another lecture, so I'm very happy about that. I appreciate that very much.
Well, people love you. I mean, here what happens is that people hear you on the radio. They don't get a chance to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. If you like, you can have a table for yourself.
Okay.
And then people can meet you the whole weekend. But it's really important for people, you know, people read magazines, they see advertisements, but it's so much more special to be able to meet the person in the advertisement or meet the person that they hear on the radio or meet the person that wrote the books that they read. And this is another opportunity for that. So come see Kathy. Kathy will be speaking Saturday at 7. And why don't you tell them a little bit about what you'll be talking about?
Yeah, well, I've been doing a series of lectures there at the New Life Expo on vibrational healing, vibrational intelligence. And it's really a way for us to come to understand the true nature of our being. We're not really living in a solid world. We're living in a world that's buzzing with energy, and that energy is represented as our physical body, our emotions, our thoughts. And when we go deeper into that understanding, we can become more malleable and have more control over where our life goes and how we can heal ourselves, heal our bodies from the vibrational level, and begin to move into a space within our life where it reflects our true desire and connecting to our soul wisdom, our true mission on earth, because we each have one. We're all here to be part of the collective and uplift the whole of Gaia, but we each have our individual way of doing that reflects the special gifts that we came into the world with. And so that's what we're going to be talking about, connecting to that gift and removing the obstacles. And it can be done from the perspective of vibration, understanding that our thoughts and our emotions and our feelings have an impact on the way our lives evolve. So it'll be interesting and a lot of fun. I hope people will truly come and enjoy that. And also, I'm actually looking at some of the things that you have here that are pretty remarkable. And I notice you have three Strange Universe panels. Is the world that strange, or do we just have so many people at this point who are speaking to these issues?
Well, as I said before, that we're usually about 20 to 30 years ahead of the rest of the population. When we started talking about herbology, when we started talking about nutrition, when we started talking about yoga, when we started talking about crystal healing, which now they use in lasers, when we started talking about magnetic healing, which now they use in MRIs, most of the things we talk about, people have said no, 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 and then scientists said no, 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 and doctors said no, no, no. Of course, it's all being accepted now. I mean, you can buy herbs in a pharmacy now. So that a lot of the things we talk about now, we all know that we're not just this physical body. I mean, I think most people get it. We're not just this physical body. And what it is that we're very spiritual, we're very emotional, we are all light, sound, energy, and vibration. That's all we are. Meaning this physical body can die, we still stay alive. In hospitals, every day, physical bodies die, and then they bring them back to life. Because as long as your energy is in your body, you'll stay in this body. So basically, if you come, you'll learn a lot about different vibrational healing, different vibrational medicine, different energy medicine. We're starting to learn more. I mean, people are starting to get it. You know, we've been writing about solar energy for over 30 years. Now people are starting to do it. Solar cars, solar this, solar that. People are starting to grow gardens on their rooftop. People are learning that they have to take responsibility for their life. And at the expo, you learn more on how to take responsibility for your life. You'll learn more that we are not the only people in this universe. You know, at the beginning, there were only 9 planets. Now we realize there's maybe a million planets. In the beginning, only Earth could have sustained life. Now we know there are so many planets, even in our own galaxy, that could sustain life, let alone outside the Milky Way. So that, you know, anything that somebody has ever thought about, as you said before, can come true and usually does. Now, are these people from the future that gave us these ideas, like Da Vinci, like Edgar Cayce, like Jules Verne, like H.G. Wells, like most of our science fiction writers? Were they from the future? Were they from a different planet? I don't know. Possible, because whatever they said years and years and years ago is coming true now. And whatever we think of now will come true tomorrow. So that it's just exciting to open your mind to the possibilities instead of being in the same old conversation of what is. Because what will be is so different from what is. And that's what the Strange Universe panels are about.
Well, that's pretty cool. I think people will really enjoy that. And for those who are really interested in changing their life in terms of their physical body, they're dealing with some issues that might be underlying in their physical health, you have the nutrition panel, which is...
There are so many doctors that are lecturing at the expo. There's so many doctors presenting at the expo. You'll be able to go to the expo, have a sonogram for aneurysms. You'll be able to go getting chiropractic analysis. You'll be able to go checking a lot of your modalities that you would go to your doctor for. And basically, if you have insurance, it would be free at the expo. Mm-hmm. So you'll have doctors see you one-on-one. You'll be able to listen to them, learn about how to take care of your body a little bit better, or for some of us, a lot better than we are now. And we're all getting a little bit older. We know that the foods that we eat are tainted. In my magazine, in New Life magazine, if you haven't seen New Life magazine, go to www.newlifemag.com. And in it, one of the things I wrote is that they did a study, actually a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and they had samples from all around the country of different types of meat, hundreds of samples. Some were organic, some were farm-raised, and some were just regular meat that most people eat. 100% of the meat, no matter what it was, had feces in it.
Whoa.
So, I mean, basically what you're putting in your body, you know, we said this 35 years ago, you are what you eat. Well, it's kind of true. I mean, most of the things you put in your body now have either feces or antibiotics or steroids or GMOs or bacteria in it. So we have to take more care of our body than we used to, because we're fighting a lot more things that we used to. The food that you used to eat was a lot healthier. The air you used to breathe was a lot healthier. The water that you used to drink was a lot healthier. We have people in the expo that sell acid alkaline water filters that talk about alkalinity of the body, that right now most people's body are too acidic. Cancer grows in an acidic environment. So if you want to help prevent cancer, you have to make your body more alkaline. You will learn how to do it there. So right now in the world, we have to take care. Do you realize, I mean, right now, believe it or not, I'm at my home. So in a home, you have, let's see, toaster ovens plugged in. You have juicers plugged in. You have a coffee machines plugged in. You have blenders plugged in. You have wireless telephones. You have wireless computers. You have television blasting at you just in your home before you walk out of the door. And so at the expo, you'll have so many people have different devices to help thwart that, to put on your phone, get rid of the EMFs, to have in your house, get rid of the EMFs, to wear something around your neck, to get rid of the electromagnetic frequencies that we all are bombarded with. Once we leave the house, it gets even worse. I mean, with the cell phone towers and the satellites all around. So that these vibrations are affecting our vibration. These frequencies are helping to change our frequency negatively. So it's time for those that haven't yet to learn how to protect themselves from the frequencies. It's not woo-woo anymore. This is reality. And that's another thing you can learn at the expo.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's almost like going to, I won't say like going to a university or a school because it's so eclectic, but it really does give you so much to inspire you and give you the tools that we need to make some of those transformative changes in our life or just to support what it is that we're doing.
Well, you know what is also is that, as we all know, most things in America, maybe the world, but definitely in America, is run by money. So that the companies, be it DuPont or Monsanto, whatever, whoever is donating the most money gets what they want. And until the public, and I know at New Life we help that a lot, makes people aware so people fight back, that's when they start putting labels saying, oh, this is GMO. That's when they start putting labels saying, oh, this is how much salt is in it. That's when they put on labels, oh, this is really organic. That's when they put on labels, smoking, don't do it, et cetera, et cetera. And what happens is that right now there's so much, again, as I said before, so much radiation around. You have to protect yourself. We wrote about microwave ovens years ago. I mean, anybody uses a microwave, give me a break, you know? First of all, it's killing all the enzymes in your food. Second of all, it's leaching into you. Of course, they say it's safe until they say it's not safe. For people that fly a lot and you go through the new detectors, they say it's safe. But if you're pregnant, don't do it. Doctors give you, dentists give you x-rays. They say it's safe. They leave the room and they give it to you. None of it is safe. It's not safe. But you believe it is because they tell you it is until they tell you they don't. When you come to the expo, you learn what isn't safe. You tell your friends and family. After a while, years go by, enough people realize it, and then they stop it.
Exactly. And that's the way it goes over and over again. One would think that people would begin to realize that so much of what's happening in the world is driven by economics and not so much by the true benefit. This is true in a lot of the drugs that are recalled and, you know, with all the side effects.
Over 50%. In the last 30 years, over 50% of the drugs that the FDA approved has been taken off the market.
Unbelievable.
This is sick. This is an agency that's supposed to be taking care of us. But they really don't, because if you have enough money, it passes. If you have enough money, you'll finally find a university that will say, yes, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But 50% have been taken off the market.
It's amazing. And we're unfortunately coming close to the end of this segment. I'm just going to squeeze a little bit more space here. Because it is important for people to understand that there are many, many studies that prove the efficacy of the nutritional remedies and the lifestyle choices that are going to really transform your health. And one of the reasons I love this expo is because it gives people a lot of information. You may not be able to absorb it all over the weekend, so bring a shopping bag.
You can take not only a shopping bag, but honestly, many of the lectures are being taped. So you can actually
buy
an audio tape, bring it home. I know we're coming to an end, so
yeah.
One more time, it's the New Life Expo. We're the oldest and largest on the East Coast. 150 exhibitors, 150 speakers. It's October 16th, 17th, and 18th. October 16th, 17th, and 18th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's at the Penn Plaza Pavilion, which is in the same building as the Hotel Pennsylvania. You walk in from the street, across the street from Madison Square Garden. And if you register in advance, you can get a discount. I'd have to wait online because we have thousands of people. Again, our phone number is 516-897-0900. Our website is www.newlifeexpo.com. Catherine will be there on Saturday, the 17th, at 7 o'clock. Come, say hello to me, and meet your new person there. And remember, it's a new life.
Thank you very much, Mark Becker, for joining me today over Heart of Mind Radio. Take good care.
Thank you, Catherine.
Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye now. Love to you. We're going to take a break, a musical interlude, and hear some announcements about programs across the Progressive Radio Network. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listening to PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. I'm John Mueller from The Expat Files, living in Latin America. If you want to know what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America, tune in twice a week and get it from the horse's mouth, from someone like me who's had boots on the ground down here for over 20 years. Latin America is one of the only places left in the world where you can still live a first world life on a measly Social Security check. And with the first world imploding like it is, everybody needs a plan B. So, tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time for The Expat Files, Living in Latin America.
Gary Null's incisive documentary and informational films on today's most crucial issues have won dozens of international awards. As a free service to listeners, acclaimed films such as War on Health and Seeds of Death are available to watch in their entirety online. Just go to YouTube and search for Gary Null. Thank you for your continued support.
PRN. Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome back. Again, you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network. That little piece of music you heard is called Road Trip, actually, and it is one of my own compositions, and I call it a soundscape because I'm not really a musician, but I do compose using audio components to create musical selections. Our opening theme, actually, is a real musical composition by David Anthony Clark, and it's called Frog Dancing. I really enjoy that opening theme because, to me, it reflects the my own perspective on the world, my own perspective on healing, and walking through that life process, that being in the world. It feels very shamanic to me, and most of the work that I do is shamanic. It really is about reaching into the invisible world and finding inspiration from that, as well as being able to see deeper within a situation, being able to read a little bit more about what's happening in our lives as we transform and change and become uplifted and go through our cycles of ups and downs. Nothing is ever quite as we might expect in our lives, but we have an opportunity really to have a better grip, a better hold on what's going on, and in terms of the bigger picture, in terms of the world around us, but also in terms of our own intimate cycles of life. I wanted to share with you a small writing that I did maybe a week ago. It was inspired by a young person that I was speaking with and working with. But I began to realize how different it is, how different the world appears to those of us who may have been here for a while, as opposed to younger people who are newly making their way into the world. And very often the younger people don't have the distance and the perspective to understand what is transpiring. And there's so much going on with us individually as well as what's going on the planet and what's going cosmically. So I'm going to share a bit of this with you to give us all a moment to think about it. And so this starts really in the olden days. So for me, the olden days start in 1955. That's actually the year that I was born, but it was a real transition point. I was born into a very powerful transition point in the planet when the old was seeded with the new. So in the olden days, 1955 to 1999, people were motivated by the need for finding a place in the world, a place of influence and wealth, giving cause for ascendancy and power over the material world. Concern for others were subsumed by concern for self. In the New Age, 1999 to 2035, now note we're sort of not quite at the pinnacle of this so-called New Age. In the New Age, 1999 to 2035, people are being born and infused with a new consciousness that is motivated by the inner light, seeking to find peace through inspiration and truth, giving rise to the co-creation of a harmonious reality. All beings, all, are being called to this new awareness, as it is orchestrated on a cosmic level. The evolutionary process of the divine. This is how it happens. The energy rises in vibration. The creation lifts to a new frequency of being. Excuse me. Those species and humans with a low vibratory consciousness that are unable to adapt will eventually pass away into obscurity. The uplifted continues to manifest a new creation in harmony with the divine will of transformation. So I'm not speaking here about within a lifetime, necessarily. But for those beings who are alive on the planet, and they flow through their entire life expression here on Earth, if they're unable to reach a state of evolution, then that means that upon their transition into the other life, the life that follows the physical life, then there will be reviews and perhaps they can grow on that level. But if it doesn't happen, then they most likely would not reincarnate on Earth, but would reincarnate on a planet or a platform that's more in keeping with their energy. So when we look at people who are maybe manifesting a lot of darkness, a lot of harm to humanity, to Gaia, they wouldn't continue to be a part of the evolutionary process on Earth. They would ultimately evolve into another realm in which they would have another opportunity to transform their basic construct so that they could move into the ultimate upliftment and return to the divine state. So it's under that context that I say this statement. Those species and humans with a low vibratory consciousness that are unable to adapt will eventually pass away into obscurity. Then that means that the incarnated species on Earth will begin to incarnate within the vibration that's here, which is being uplifted moment by moment, day by day. The uplifted continue to manifest a new creation in harmony with the divine will of transformation. So those who are moving in flow with this force of transformation will remain in this flow and will be able to continue uplifting themselves, transforming DNA, and reincarnating into higher states of awareness. So I go on. Those born during and coming into adulthood during these evolutionary transitional years are in some ways torn in two, as they are possessed of the old way and called to the new. So part of our frustration that we're dealing with right now is this inner duality where we're raised in one frame of mind with one set of values, but our heart and our soul is calling us into this new vibrational context of being. So from this conflict, an inner torment can arise. And so people have to choose, we all have to choose, will we serve the old way or risk walking into the unknown? Because as we walk into this new vibration, we are creating it as we go along. So it's unknown, and we have to transform our own inner consciousness to be able to manifest the highest good in the vibration of our lives. In order to do this, a path of balance is called for. Walk in the world, support and sustain one's life. This we must do. But do not invest in the sentiments of these times. Do not invest in the values of the old way. Follow the guidance within to know which direction to turn to provide synchronistic events that will protect and support movement through this transition. So these synchronistic events will occur and support you as you move forward, and as you do the work of going inward, you can begin to pull out the root of these old mindsets, these old thinking patterns that block us from moving forward in our lives. And that's part of the work of energy transformation. And from the perspective that I do it, we do it on a shamanic level, going deep into the past, finding the source of the block of the old pattern, and removing it from our consciousness, from our physical bodies. Heart feelings, not emotions of the new era, guide from an inner knowing that draws from the perspective of a higher self, the soul, and the guidance of the divine. Also, this is why we go into the shamanic practice, because it takes us into an understanding, into what indigenous people call the dream time or the seeing time. It's not about going to sleep. It's about going into a vibrational existence that has a greater perspective and context, because it's in contact with your highest guidance and your highest good and the will of your source. So we each have a personal source that connects us to the divine source, and together we are one unified being. And that's what this whole higher self soul awareness is about. And that's where we want to connect as we move forward. And when we do this, this gives rise to an awareness that is expanded and in possession of this greater perspective over that which our eyes can perceive in the world. So things may look grim, but in fact, they're moving, they're morphing, they're changing. And as we connect into that deep self, then that means we become in partnership, co-creating what is to evolve and manifest as our world. But we have to consider, when we're feeling this, that this inner conflict, the inner torment, is actually the call of your soul. It is calling you by saying, no, do not be satisfied with what you're doing, with what you're seeing, with what you're being, if it's not in alignment with our truth, and you're being called to search for the truth within you. So this is a presentation of an opportunity to discern that which brings you peace from that which brings you pain. It's an opportunity to retreat from the old ways and integrate into the new, so that we can rid ourselves of the old patterns, the old thinking, the old values that are paralyzing us and causing pain and preventing us from moving forward in our lives, and begin to integrate this new way of being and thinking that is more in alignment with the uplifted, global, energetic state that is occurring at this time. On the occasion of suffering, always seek the answer within your heart. And do not pacify with the self with consumption. Do not pacify the self with consumption. Overeating, too much exercise, too much sexual activity, too much thinking, too much. We tend to fill in the ache and the emptiness with the consumption of thoughts and things and food and smoking and drugs and all kinds of things that do nothing but distract and cause more harm. So don't pacify. Go into that suffering and seek into your heart the true answer. Allow this hurt to guide you deeper within yourself, following this path to the core perception from which it emanates, and that's the goal, to find what is the perception that has been implanted in your system, either implanted by early childhood experience or good intention parenting, but based on the old system. It might be something that it was implanted through the media. It might be something that came through past life. But we have these messages we're holding within us, and we live them out in patterns. And they usually sound something like this. I'm not good enough. I'm not lovable. I'm not accepted. I'm not respected. I'm not understood. It's all about the inner thoughts that are degrading to self and limiting to self. And it's important that we take these entities, these thought patterns, out of our system, out of our minds, out of our bodies, out of our emotions, so that we can become fresh and clear. And as we're doing this work, we also begin to plant within us the tools that are going to help us to transform. And one of them is for you to begin with this inner chant. I am good. I am love. I am cherished. I am good. I am love. I am cherished. I am. I am that I am. And it's affirming the truth of your own sovereign divinity. And that is what will help us to go forward. And you should know that these words, or words like these, I am good, I am love, I am cherished, I am that I am. This is the song of your soul being sung to you in every moment. This is what your soul is singing to you, or something like this. Take a moment and listen and hear from your own soul of your own beauty, of your own perfection. Take a moment to listen and hear of your beauty and perfection. And know the truth of your being, and then be that in the world. Act from that truth, the truth of your beauty, the truth of your perfection, the truth of the gift, the many gifts that you came into the world to embody and to share with everyone that is here. Now, this particular writing was written by myself, but I must give credit. It is also in harmony with my divine companions. I've read this several times. You may have heard it before, but I feel it's important enough that I should share it again. So I thank you for that. We want to let you know that there is a lot going on these days. I'm doing much to get involved in, again, in helping and working to transform. For those who want to connect with me on a private level, perhaps you want a private session to do the Sandlin technique, one of these shamanic practices, or Reiki, or Qigong healing, you can do that by calling 347-480-1694, 347-480-1694. I really am just providing the assistance, the guidance, and you're doing the work, you're going in, you're finding and transforming, and you're becoming your own best friend, your own best ally through this process. You can, those of you who would like, can visit with me at the New Life Expo. And the whole expo takes place from the 16th to the 18th at the Penn Plaza in Manhattan. And that's, I think it's 401, it's in 7th Avenue and 35th Street, right across from Penn Station. And I'll be offering a lecture there on Sunday the 7th of October at 7 p.m., I guess. It's 7 p.m., so forgive me, so it wouldn't be actually the 7th. It would be the 18th. All right, so join me there. Or you could write me for more details. And also, I will be starting this week on Wednesday doing an early morning meditation Qigong class in Brooklyn at Studio Maya. And that's at 603 Bergen Street. That's in Brooklyn. And starting on this coming Wednesday, October 7th, from 7 to 8 p.m. So for those of you who are in the neighborhood or can get there by train or car, you can start with this early morning practice and really stay consistent. It'll be a full program throughout the month of October. So I do hope you participate in that. If you want to connect with Studio Maya, their phone number is 917-837-3705. Studio Maya, 603 Bergen Street in Brooklyn. And I will be there on Wednesday mornings from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. with an ongoing meditation and Qigong movement series. And you'll have to call Studio Maya to register for the class. I'm doing it for them. They invited me to be there. So that number is 917-837-3705. For those of you who perhaps did not get all this information and want to make that connection, connect with me at 347-480-1694, or you can send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and make that connection. I could always answer your questions and send more information about anything that we spoke about today or in the past. And for those of you who have some suggestions on what you'd like to do with your life, perhaps you're working on building your own practice or your own teaching schedules, send an email so I can make an announcement and let people know what you're doing. Or perhaps we could talk about doing a radio show. I want to expand this resource to be a community resource, so I'm giving you the opportunity to make that connection with me if you have something to share. And if you are listeners, we haven't taken calls in a while, you want to get into the loop with a dialogue, you have some information you want to share, some ideas you want to share, the same invitation is open to you. Again, my number is 347-480-1694, and the email is heartofmindradio@gmail.com, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. I wanted to make a recommendation of a website for you to check out. I have no connection with it, but it's called eraofpeace.org. And it is the website of Patricia Cota Robles. She is a woman who is a very high-level channel. She brings in very pure information, very well-respected. And she has an article there, What to Expect from the Equinox, Eclipse, and Wave X. And if you want to have some context of what's happening on a cosmic global scale to the planet and our beings, the constitution of who we are in this existence, it's a good place to go to get that sort of deep connection to understand from a much grander perspective. And there's a piece that appeared there on September 20th, What to Expect from the Equinox, Eclipse, and Wave X. This is an historical moment on planet Earth. As usual, there are many predictions as to what we are going to physically experience and what these auspicious events will mean in all of our lives. And this is a cycle that has happened again and again, and each time it gets bigger and more expansive. And we are actually in the process of being showered with energy from the cosmos, from the center of the universe, from the sun. The dimensions within which we live are transforming, and we have an opportunity to be conscious creators of all that is happening in this transformation. Sometimes it's difficult to make the transformation. Sometimes it's a journey to heal all of our wounds of our past. But this is a process that every single one of us are engaged in. No one is immune. We can come together to help each other. So So I hope you will continue to listen to this program, to connect with me if you want to make that deeper connection. Again, the number is 347-480-1694 or heartofmindradio@gmail.com. I am very grateful for your joining me this day and invite you to continue to connect with this program, Heart of Mind Radio, and stay tuned for more absolutely great programming over the Progressive Radio Network. Stay tuned and have a beautiful morning and day.